Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. 10 Republican senators have sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with President Biden. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, they want to discuss a counterproposal to his coronavirus relief package.
Their proposal includes some elements already in Biden's plan, like allocating $160 billion for vaccine distribution, testing, and PPE. It also includes extending enhanced federal unemployment benefits and deploying additional resources to help small businesses. The letter from the 10 senators, led by Susan Collins of Maine, comes as many Democrats are looking to a process called budget reconciliation, which would allow them to pass Biden's plan without Republican support. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, one of the lawmakers who signed the letter, told Fox their plan would cost around $600 billion, a fraction of the size of Biden's proposal. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The number of new daily coronavirus cases confirmed in the U.S. continues a downward trajectory. Johns Hopkins University reports 136,000 new infections compared to 162,000 the day before. World Health Organization scientists visited a wholesale market in the Chinese city of Wuhan today. As NPR's Emily Feng reports, it's part of a week-long investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic.
The scientists were accompanied by Chinese scientists and officials as they walked around Wuhan's Baishazhou Market, which sells everything from vegetables to seafood in bulk. Wuhan is where the first cluster of human coronavirus infections was discovered, but China disputes the virus started there and has suggested it began in the U.S. before entering China.
Former President Trump's impeachment lawyers have stepped aside, giving no explanation. The Senate trial for inciting the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol begins in 9 days. Russian police are out in force today as supporters of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny take to the streets across the country for a second weekend. NPR's Lucian Kim says demonstrators in Moscow initially planned to gather outside the headquarters of the state security agency, FSB.
Not a lot happened outside the FSB. The city authorities closed off metro stations in the center of the city and didn't let any pedestrians into the area. Navalny's team was hoping for a symbolic protest since they accused the FSB of trying to poison him. And when it became clear the downtown area was off limits, one of Navalny's aides who's outside the country started tweeting the locations of other rallying points around the city, including the prison where he's now being held.
NPR's Lucian Kim in Moscow. Human rights monitors say more than 5,000 protesters in the capital and dozens of other cities have been arrested. This is NPR. Chicago's school district and teachers' union say they've agreed on 4 coronavirus safety issues as they try to negotiate a deal to reopen schools, which the district wants, and protect teachers and staff from COVID, which the union wants. But they remain at odds over whether in-person classes should resume tomorrow or be phased in as staff gets vaccinated. If no deal is reached, teachers are threatening to strike. In North Georgia, several hundred people attended a vigil this weekend for 6 workers who died in a liquid nitrogen leak at a poultry plant. Roxanne Scott of member station WABE reports.
6 people died and more than a dozen were injured from the incident at the Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville. Maria del Rosario Palacios heads the advocacy organization Georgia Familia Unidas. She says poultry plants employ a high number of undocumented workers and that they fear being deported if they go to the hospital.
Unfortunately, the biggest concern for folks is, should I really go to the hospital? What are they going to ask for? Do I need to, you know, talk to them about my status? They're going to document everything. I'm afraid of that documentation.
Federal investigators include the U.S. Chemical Safety Board. For NPR News, I'm Roxanne Scott in Atlanta.
A major snowstorm is starting to hit the Northeast. It's expected to dump heavy snow in and around Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.